You know, it's awesome when we have this opportunity to come before Almighty God and to break bread together. What you experienced here on Worship Radio 247 is wonderful worship. You're experiencing the Word of God as well. And now you experience the breaking of bread. I want to draw your attention before we actually do break bread to what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. And from verse 27, it says, "So if anyone eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily, that person is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread and drink the cup unworthily, not honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself." Paul goes on to explain in this little section that some people have actually become sick and some have even died because of this. This is a serious, serious step. You can't just pick up the bread and the wine and drink and eat it in a communion situation, in a communion setting, unless you have examined yourself first. And so therefore, I urge you to make a decision that you're going to examine yourself before you take this bread and take this wine. We need to be rid of sin. We need to be completely rid of sin and to be washed clean by the blood, washed clean by the Holy Spirit, forgiven and set free. I really believe this and I know this to be true. And the way we can do this corporately and together is simply to pray. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer in a moment. But if you have not committed your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, then I urge you that you need to do that too. You need to be one with Him by just asking Him to come into your heart and to change your life. And I believe someone is listening to this broadcast right now and you're getting ready to take the bread and the wine and you've never done that. You don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want that to be what happens now. So I'm going to pray and I want you to just say what I'm saying, follow along with me and just repeat these words. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for all the sin in my life. I ask you to forgive me now and to make me brand new. Come into my life, Lord Jesus, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord, for accepting me as your adopted child. Thank you, Jesus. And now for you. Let's ask the Lord to examine us. Heavenly Father, look into my heart, Lord, and rid me of any sin in my life. Set me free from that sin, Lord. And I promise, I will follow you for the entirety of my life. Forgive me, Father, for sinning. wash me clean by your blood. In the name of Jesus. This is what Paul says. He says, "For this is what the Lord himself said, and I pass it on to you just as I received it. On the night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let's take the bread together now. Thank you, Lord, for your broken body, broken for me on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago. I didn't deserve it, Lord, but you still did it. Thank you, Jesus. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and you, sealed by the shedding of my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again." Let's take the wine now. Lord Jesus, you are so awesome. You are so constant, Lord. For you say in your word, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the middle and the end, Lord God Almighty." We worship you. In Jesus' name. We're going to continue now to worship with this wonderful song from Carrie Job and the Gateway Church. It's called, "Oh the Blood." Oh the Blood. Thank you, Jesus.
Of every grace.